I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Still to come, she was born in England, raised in Rhode Island, and now lives in New York. Jhumpa Lahiri adds a new chapter to the immigrant story. She'll talk about her new book in just a few minutes. But first, tax season is upon us. Next week is April 15th, and we hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your taxes are due. Joining me today is Jim Dupree, an Internal Revenue Service spokesman, to give us some last-minute tax tips. Mr. Dupree, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, I know that all of our listeners have been dutifully preparing their tax returns, but for the procrastinators out there, and you know who you are, what do you do if you just can't get it together in time by next week?
Well, really, if you can't get your paperwork together, you can certainly ask for an extension of time to file. And it's very simple to do. It's an IRS Form 4868, and it will give you an automatic 6 months of extra time to get the paperwork together. One word of warning, though, that's just to get your paperwork in. If you're going to owe any outstanding monies, those monies still have to be in by April the 15th.
How would you know?
Well,
if you haven't done your taxes?
Well, if most of you just take your best guess at this point. And then send it, you know, send an approximate amount in.
What about people who find that their taxes are just more complicated now? Maybe they've had a change in status, or they just don't want to go through the headache of preparing their taxes by themselves. Do you have any advice on how someone can choose a reputable tax preparer?
Sure. You want to pick a tax preparer like you would choose a doctor or a dentist. Ask your family or friends who they've been happy with. You want to choose someone who's going to be around and someone you can contact after the filing season, not someone who hangs a shingle in January and takes it down in April. You may want to check the Better Business Bureau or the State Bar Association to see if there's a questionable history about this particular person. You can certainly check their credentials to see if they meet your needs, whether or not they are a certified public accountant, a tax attorney, or an enrolled agent. You want to steer clear of anybody that promises you a larger refund without looking at your paperwork, or someone who wants you to sign a blank return. And you want to carefully review anything that you do want to return, because ultimately, regardless of who does your return, you're going to be held responsible for it when you sign it and date it.
Is there any advantage to filing electronically?
Oh, yes, there are. For one, it's fast, it's accurate, and it's really easy. It's not like preparing the paper returns anymore. It's more like sitting across from a tax professional. The software is going to ask you probing questions. How much did you earn? Are you married? How many children do you have? Do you own your own home? And as you answer these questions, the software fills out the forms in the background. It's also secure. When you send your return to the Internal Revenue Service, you have some peace of mind because you get confirmation within 48 hours that we actually received the return, unlike the old paper returns where we mailed them off and hoped that someone received them. And if you elect direct deposit, you're going to see your refund in about 10 days. So it's actually faster and more secure to get the refund as well.
Those economic stimulus tax rebates that a lot of taxpayers will be expecting, do you get those sooner if you file electronically?
If you file electronically, and again, it doesn't matter how you file at this point. If you elect direct deposit when you file your return, the stimulus payments will come back to you by direct deposit. And if you file a paper return and don't include your direct deposit information, you'll get a paper return, which will take a little bit longer.
Is it still the case that people run down to the IRS building at the last minute to pick up forms? And has that changed at all with the advent of sort of more electronic filing?
With electronic filing, we are seeing more people are filing their returns early and less people showing up on the 15th at the last minute. That's true.
I bet you're happy about that.
I think so. And the other thing is, when you're rushing at the last minute, you really can make a mistake that would cause us to delay the processing of your return and possibly your refund. Or you might overlook a tax benefit. So it's to your benefit to tackle your taxes before the 15th.
Do you?
Oh, my taxes have been done.
Oh, see? Show off. Is there anything that you can, and I realize that psychology is not your area of expertise, but is there anything that you can tell people to allay the anxiety that many people feel about doing their taxes? I think a lot of people just assume they're going to get something wrong, and it's like that trip to the principal's office. They know they're in trouble. They just don't know what they did. Is there anything you can tell folks to get them to calm down?
I really think electronic filing is the way to go. One other thing to note is, if you go to our website, irs.gov, and you earn less than $54,000 a year, you can elect the free file options right on the home page and prepare that federal return for absolutely free.
Do you have any last-minute tips to make the job easier?
Well, if you're going to do it yourself, please build in a stretch and coffee break. Again, rushing at that last minute is going to cause you to make mistakes. If you've got a book tax booklet this year, please use the label that came with it. You want to check, double check, triple check your math, because that's the number one mistake that we see. And it's the simple math that adding and subtracting. Check all the Social Security numbers that you're going to use on the form. And as you're going through the tax tables, make sure you use the correct tax from the tax tables, the columns and rows. The print's fairly small, so you want to double check to make sure you've got the right numbers there. If you're going to elect direct deposit, check and double check the routing and account numbers. Make sure to sign and date the return as well. And you might want to sleep on it. If you've got an extra day, you know, put it away, visit it in the morning, check one more time before you send it into the Internal Revenue Service.
It sounds to me that most of your best advice is calm down.
Yeah, because it's really it's not the end of the world.
All right. Internal Revenue Service spokesman Jim Dupree, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Taxes are one constant in American life.